know how last time, Martin, we started the episode by saying ahoy?
Yes, we did, yeah.
I think we should start this one by saying open up!
Oh, open up!
Open up!
Welcome then to episode 2 of Nul Poir. My name's Martin and we have Laura Cress here as well. Hello, Cressy.
Hello there.
Hello there. We had a fairly interesting response to our last episode, I think it's fair to say. We had people, we had someone listening in Dallas, in Texas, so I'm told.
Yes.
And someone listening in Bracknell. So, two very interesting parts of the world there, represented.
A wide range.
If you're a new listener, welcome along to Nul Poir. It's great to have you here. This is a Eurovision podcast run by me and Cress, Eurovision fans, and we try and bring you our take on some of the Eurovision news of the week.
We certainly do.
The Eurovision Song Contest next year taking place in Rotterdam. We are preparing to go, and we're getting very excited about it the more that we read about some of the big Eurovision news. One of the big things this week, as you referenced earlier, Cress, is what?
The fact that they've chosen the slogan, Martin. So every year, Eurovision Song Contest has a different slogan. I can go through some of the others, but first, let's go through 2020's one for Rotterdam. It is Open Up.
Open Up.
I think it's one of the weirdest ones that has been chosen. It's a little bit threatening, to be honest.
A little bit. Well, it reminds me of being at the dentist, for starters. But this is what they've written about it here on the official Eurovision website here. They've said, the slogan, Open Up, is intentionally incomplete. Well, they're wrong there already, because Open Up is a sentence of itself. But anyway, what they're trying to do, and I quite like where they're going with this, I quite like the thoughts behind it, which is that they're trying to say Europe and the Eurovision Song Contest is open to people from all backgrounds, and you can take the Eurovision Song Contest however you want to take it. If you're a big fan of the music, then you can take it for the music. If you're a big fan of all the costumes and the glamour and the glitz, then you can take it like that, and you can take it however you want, and it's open to you, whatever you choose. I'm just not sure what I think about the It's just it's just quite funny, isn't it?
It's just marketing nonsense, Martin. The fact they've said open up to each other, open up to music, open up to whatever you choose. You can literally hear the cogs going in some boardroom somewhere, them being like, yes, this is amazing. This is the best thing we've ever done. And when it actually comes out into the open, it's just nonsense, really. I mean, it is very funny. Can I give you some of the ones that we've had in the past as well?
Yes.
To be fair, they're all quite nonsense. So, you know, they've kept along the theme. Mm. 2003, this only started in 2002, by the way, the slogans being introduced. In 2002, though, Estonia kicked it off with a modern fairy tale.
Okay, yeah.
Latvia had, this is one of my favourites actually, Latvia in 2003 had Magical Rendezvous.
Oh, I like how they've used the two languages there as well.
Yeah, that's a good one, I think.
That's quite good.
This one I'm not so sure about. In 2008, Serbia chose Confluence of Sound.
Ah, yes. I remember that one. And part of me thinks, was it to do with the fact that where they held it was at the confluence of two rivers.
That's exactly that.
I remember that one. I think the word confluence is maybe just a little bit, it's a little bit
a
much, isn't it?
Confluence of sound.
Just
doesn't
that,
sound
it?
Very magical rendezvous, no, does it?
No, it doesn't.
There was a confluence of sound. It's not very Eurovision.
No, it's not. Any others?
Of course. Well, last year, obviously, we had Dare to Dream. That was in Israel.
Yeah.
Azerbaijan had Light Your Fire in 2012.
Oh, they were obsessed with fire,
weren't they?
They were so blinking flame towers.
Yeah.
That's all you saw.
It's kind of along the same lines of Open Up, really. Light Your Fire. Like, very sort of demanding on you, really, that you must do this.
Yeah. It sounds like somebody coming along. Open up.
Yeah.
It's either the dentist, isn't it? Or it's someone coming along, rapping on your door and going, come on, Open up!
Yeah, or it just, or someone like, you know, holding you hostage or something. Open up! Yeah.
Tell me all you know!
None of them pleasant things, really. But
no.
I don't know, but I get where they're trying to go with it, apparently. So, you know, it's this positive message. We'll see how it gets used in the actual contest. That'll be interesting.
Now, there's some more news today. And in fact, a couple of little bits here to do with people that are now officially confirmed as representing their country in Rotterdam in May. And we start with Belgium. Not really sure why Belgium was first to get in there, but it was. And congratulations to Hooverphonic, who are the group who are going to be representing Belgium. What a name.
Excellent name.
Is.
Great Eurovision name. Enjoying it already.
I'm enjoying it already. Now, they've released a little sort of teaser, little bit of music, just to... Now, I'm not sure, because it says here that they are currently working on their entry. Well, we know it's in English. We know that. We know they're going to be singing in English. And we know that the track they've got is currently in the demo stage at the moment, and the final version of it is going to be unveiled early next year. They've released this. Now, I'm not sure whether this is that demo version that they're talking about or whether this is something completely different. But what it does do is give us a bit of an idea as to how Hooverphonic sound. So see what you make of this.
Don't be dramatic, 'cause I'm not romantic.
I quite like that, Martin. Actually, it's an easy listening sound. It's she certainly likes the idea that she's not romantic, though. She wants to press that point home. She doesn't want people
clear.
To think she is. People must know that. But no, I liked it. It's very, you know, it's quite catchy. It's quite sort of mellow and, you know, pleasant. So yeah, seems nice enough. We should mention, of course, that they're not a new band. They've been around for about 25 years, Hooverphonic. So whether that will bring something to the table as well will be interesting to find out.
Have they really been around for 25 years?
Oh,
just
yes.
Looking at the video of the people in this, they look about 25. So did they start at birth?
In the womb, Martin, yes. Yeah.
The music wasn't quite as well put together at that point. It was more sort of screaming and gurgling.
Looking at the picture they've released on Eurovision.tv, the two men do look like they might have been around for longer than 25 years.
Yes.
So who's to know?
Yes. Maybe they've brought in the lead singer at a later stage, I would suggest.
Maybe she just looks very good for her age.
Maybe she does. And if that's the case, good on you. And please tell me the secret to your success as somebody very much approaching a bit of a milestone birthday in the next couple of weeks. But we won't need to go there. The other country that has been officially announced as being represented by somebody is Spain. Spain have announced that they are being represented by a chap called Blas Canto. Blas Canto.
Blas Canto.
Who looks... well, I'm going to say this for him. Two things. Number one is the blonde highlights in his hair. Not sure what I make of those. What's that called? The blonde, like when you just dye the ends blonde. There's a name for that.
Yeah, I think, is it just highlights?
No,
I'm not really a hair person. I mean, I have hair.
Ah, just yeah. Yeah, you do.
I do have it.
What's it called? And somebody will tell me what it's called. There's a certain name for somebody who puts...
At this point, I'll say we have a Twitter page. It's at poinul. So at points null, if you follow us on Twitter, tweet in. What is it called?
Yes, thank you. Do that. And the other thing is the earring. I don't know whether you noticed Blas Canto's earring in his ear there.
Yes, yeah.
I'll say this for him. Alluring eyes.
Oh, very much so, yes. Interesting trousers.
Okay. Yeah, interesting. And but
well, if you...
to be honest, that's all we can really say about him. He's 27. He is he is Spanish.
He is Spanish. Yes,
we know that in 2011 he's an old hand at this, because in 2011 he went to the national selection for the Eurovision Song Contest. Successful band. He was in that, but he just missed out on winning the Spanish entry position. He was second, so he's managed it this time. So well done.
Good on him.
To him. He was in the Junior Eurovision Song Contest as well.
Yeah, so he's a bit obsessed with Eurovision, isn't he? He must maybe.
He is a little
bit. Do you think
bit.
It's his dream to be in this? And what's he going to do now that he's in it?
Well, maybe you can open up and tell us.
Yes, Blaz, get in contact. And also tell us about your hair. What's going on there?
Yes, we do need more details on the hair situation, please. I think it's called, is it called frosting or frosty tips?
I don't think it's called frosty tips. I think that's something else, Martin.
Okay. It's definitely something like that.
Blaz, get in contact about your frosty tips, please.
Yes, Point Null on Eurovision on Twitter is the way to get in contact with us if you fancy saying hello, and give us a follow whilst you're at it, because that would
please
be very
do.
Very kind. We need all the help we can get. Bit of sad news, actually, now to end the podcast. And this is genuinely really sad. You remember back in 2012, one of the main features of the song contest in 2012 was the Russian Grannies, who were just hugely, hugely popular. And, I mean, they were hilarious. I'm going to try and pronounce now the name of the
Go
band
on.
That... Buranovskaya Babushki.
That's not bad. You did all right there, yeah.
They were this group of, how many were there? About, well, they were six grandmothers dressed in traditional Russian dress, and they just stood on the stage and they just sang a song, and they just, everybody loved them. They were brilliant.
Party for Everybody, Let's Not Forget, is the name of the song. Come on and dance, come on and dance, come on and party for everybody. It was said with more charisma than... I've said it, obviously. But
yeah, it's like I'm back there in 2012 right now. But the sad news, and it really is sad news today, is that Natalia Pugacheva, who is one of those six grandmothers who took part in that, has died very recently, and she was 83 years old. So that is very, very sad, and a big, big loss. And lots of people will be upset about that, because she really was a major part of kind of Eurovision folklore over the last, 5 years or so.
Genuinely. And the thing is, that performance is remembered. You know, obviously it was a bit gimmicky. It was these grannies singing, but it was a catchy song. And it was genuinely, it's been remembered in, when they bring up iconic Eurovision performances, those Russian grannies always get brought up, because it was just a fun, it's what Eurovision's all about, really, isn't it? It was just a fun, not exciting, but enjoyable performance. Which got a lot of votes as well. It's not like it didn't, it's not like it did badly. It did get a lot of votes. So, yeah, sad news. But her memory will live on, I'm no doubt, in lots of other Eurovisions.
And you know, that entry, it did something that I think Eurovision is really, really good at, which is celebrating nonsense. And I think there's room for that, isn't there? Just going, you know what, this is ridiculous and we can all get involved in
it. Exactly, yes. But in a warm way, people might have at the beginning poked fun at these grannies, sort of thinking, oh, what are they doing? Why, they're never going to win Eurovision. But as I said, they did very well. And also... everyone knows that song. If you ever went to a Eurovision thing and started singing, come on and dance, people would know what you were singing. So, they good on them. They did really well.
They did really well. And, very sad news about Natalia Pugacheva. Well, I think that probably is it. It seems like a bit of a downer note to end the podcast on. So I'll maybe end by just telling you how you can get in contact with us. We've mentioned the Twitter already. Do go and give us a follow on there, Point Null. We also have an email address if you want to say hello, and especially to tell us where you're listening from, because I'm very interested to know how many listeners in Bracknell or
That's
in it. Dallas.
That's our only group.
Those are the two places, just exclusively Dallas and Bracknell. So we have an email address as well, which is nullpointpodcast, so N-U-L-P-O-I-N-T-S, podcast@gmail.com. And it would be lovely to hear from you wherever you are listening.
Yes, it would. Please do get in contact. It'd be lovely to hear from you all. And thank you if you have already followed us. Do get in contact with any sort of news you think we should be covering or what you've enjoyed about the podcast. If there's things you haven't enjoyed, please don't tell us about that. We don't want to hear about that.
No, we don't.
But anything
know.
Else, we really don't care. But otherwise, do get in contact. We'd love to hear from you. And I think that brings us to the end of this episode, Martin.
It does indeed. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you again soon.
Bye.